Good morning. Today, Monday, February the 25th, I just had a thought that I wanted to share with you. I was thinking on how sometimes we are hoping that in a relationship we can have certain things filled and desires filled. And I was thinking about how we want it, a relationship or an individual to fill voids or things that God is wanting to fill. We want someone who may, you know, be a great, you know, encourager or maybe a great communicator or maybe someone who strengthens us. And I think sometimes we want someone to do what God is wanting to do. So, you know, God, if we really just let God put in our lives that person, I believe that God puts in our lives people that help us to grow, not people that make us feel comfortable. And we as humans are looking for somebody that feel that we can enjoy certain aspects of, or someone that we can, you know, really enjoy their company. Someone who knows how to communicate really well at the level we know how to communicate at. And I think about how God is more about a bigger picture. It seems that God is more about what is going to make you grow. What is going to help you be dependent on God in that relationship? We want the relationship to be so good that we don't have to stretch ourselves, and we don't have to rely on God to help the relationship or to help us be what the other person needs. We're wanting somebody to be what we need them to be already, and we want to already be what they need us to be so that it's comfortable. But I think that, and I mean, certainly I've prayed for the Lord to send me someone that is meant for me, and I say it that way, but I've also had like an ulterior thought in there, I believe, that where I assume ever who God has for me, it's going to be somebody that we get along great, we communicate at a deep level, we have this connection. And I really think, as I've been sitting here pondering this morning about it, I really believe I've misled myself. It seems as I've walked this walk with the Lord that He has placed me in areas, in employment, even in friendships, environments, churches. He's put me in areas that's helped me grow. And I'm seeing now that He's trying, I think He would end up putting me in a relationship that causes me to grow versus causes me to have comfort. I think there'll be a level of comfort in the relationship, don't get me wrong, but I also believe that there's going to be some stretching in that relationship for me. There's going to be some patience I'll learn in the relationship. There'll be some acceptance that I'll have to take. I believe that God has a greater divine plan in who He chooses for us than versus all the comfort and all the, you know, in fact, just the desires that we have for our, you know, for one another. And I don't know. I wanted to share that this morning because I think it's worthy. It's worthy of thinking about because it might just be outside of our comfort zone is who God potentially has for us. outside of our expectations. And it's not because God is trying to come against us or trying to make life difficult for us. He's trying to help us grow. And I think accepting situations that are unfamiliar to us is something common that I have found God to put me in. For instance, a little story is when I was growing up, we grew up Pentecostal Church of God. So we were real like, you know, into the speaking in tongues and, you know, the gifts of the Spirit. We were real into, you know, just much stricter life than I would see maybe my friends who said they were also Christians or went to church, but they were a different denomination that really didn't understand the Holy Spirit in the level that I had. So we kind of grew up believing that we were more serious about God than they were. Well, I remember growing up and realizing that I had problems with anger in our home, and I had a temper, and I could, you know, mouth off a lot quicker than some of my peers that were of these other religions that weren't as quote unquote Christian-like as mine was, if you will. And I remember they were a light to me, because I was like, I admired the fact that they had that temperance, that self-control compared to me. And yet I was the one that was the Christian. It just didn't seem to, yet I was the one that was the quote unquote, you know, great Christian. I knew the Holy Spirit. I knew the gifts. I knew, you know, we fulfilled the Holy Spirit's gifts while we were at church. You know, they just sat there when they went to church. So I really began to, it was a light to me when I saw how much temperance they had and how much restraint they had. And to me, that seemed greater. But so as I grew up, I always had that mentality that they weren't as Christian-like as we were. We were, you know, if anything, they really didn't have that relationship in depth that we had with God. And I didn't put that into thought, but looking back, I could see where that was, how my subconscious response to them was. And I ended up going to one of those kinds of church colleges, and ended up going to one of those churches when I became older. I had kind of gotten, if you will, disgusted with the Pentecostal, and God has sent me back there. That's fine. I've grown to be able to accept different things, but I had gotten just tired of a lot of the things that I saw within the churches around my area. And so then I ended up going to one of those quote unquote churches that didn't have as close of a walk with God that I had potentially had. And finding out that after being there for many years, that they were very close to God. As a matter of fact, they had areas that they were better at as Christians than the Pentecostal Church of God churches that I had gone to had. They were extremely loving and forgiving, and just a lot of different things that really made me believe more in that than so much my previous life in the church. But God has since taken me back to the church. But I learned, why did I go into these areas? Why did I end up in denominations that I once thought they were limited in their walk with God? Well, it helped me grow. I mean, of course, when I first started going to that church, it was out of my comfort zone. It wasn't something that I felt like I had ever wanted for my life. But once I was there, I grew. I grew in their church. I grew in love. I grew in acceptance and not being judgmental, and not and learned how much closer to God they actually were. And so now God has taken me back into, you know, Pentecostal Church of God church, and now I take with me something even better, you know, something more. And I don't always necessarily feel like I have to have the kind of stuff I used to have in church, because I've now gone to a church that was a little more calmer and more ordered in order. And so it's really helped me to grow. So in that case, you know, also with jobs that I've had, you know, I've had to go into jobs that took me into a whole different realm, not even something I would ever have thought of. And I've dealt with people that, and I think we all have, when we go to jobs, we deal with different personalities, and everybody, man, are we different. We are so different. And so that has helped me to grow. You know, I have situations where I'll have maybe a client of mine or a client's parent that will require things out of me that is inappropriate almost. It's like unnecessary. And their personality and their perspective would be so, my boss will say something to me about it. I'm like, no, this is good for me. It's good for me to get used to different personalities and different people. It helps me grow to get used to different people. And I'm exposed to a lot of people now with my job. So that exposure, though, has helped me to deal with different personalities, different things coming at me. Because I have to be professional at all times, and because I represent my company, and they also are part of who pays me, I have to get used to that. And it's really helped me to grow. So it's not about comfort. And so if we put all of that in perspective and then think about our spouses, you know, I think when I think of people who have been married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, I don't look at them like, oh, wow, they must, you know, that they're so great together, this, that. I'm like, wow, they have withstood the storms of life and still held on together. That's where it's beautiful. It's not like their life has been easy just because they've been together 30, 40 years. And I look at it like, wow, they've held on even when the storms hit them. That's where it's beautiful. Yes, undoubtedly storms have hit. Undoubtedly they've done things to each other through those years that has really hurt. But at the same time, they held on. And that's what's beautiful about it. But I really think that as I have sought the Lord, I certainly thought that maybe I was going to have a comfortable upcoming, you know, relationship. And I'm thinking this morning that maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it really is about helping us grow. What if our whole life here isn't about our comfort, but it's about our growth? And we're being kind of coached in this life so that we can walk into the next life. And that really we're only preparing for our next life. And this life is not about getting to a certain point and about getting to a certain place of comfort and a certain type of relationship and a certain home and a certain job and getting to retirement. And just maybe none of this is matter. Maybe it's all about simply getting our certificate at the end of this life so that we can enter into the next life. I hope this has been a blessing to you as much as it is to share it. I hope it makes you think. And until we meet again, be blessed.